We've talked about the power hour. We've talked about changing and evolving your mind. And I've given you the KISS principle of keep it simple, just keep a balance, and find balance in something that you didn't see. Move a judgment to balance once a day, twice a day if you're lucky. And that's a really important skill. And eventually you get really good at it. Cellular structure, move your got-tos to love-tos. And that has got nothing to do with your exercise. And I just want to remind you that if you're riding a bike and you're doing a gym because you've got to do it, and you're in a state saying, I've got to do this gym because I've got to keep healthy. If you're doing that, you're killing yourself. Remembering got-tos break down the cells of your body, and cancer is a consequence of a got-to thought. So be careful triggering fight-flight, thinking you're doing the right thing for yourself. The third step in change, personal change, is to change the environment. So what I'd say to you is once a day, check your environment. Just check it, that's all you have to do. And tidy something up, improve your environment. Now, everybody that knows me knows the joke that my office is never the same 2 days in a row. I'm always moving a plant or moving my desk or moving the chairs. I move things around. I move when I get home, I move my house around. I change my bike, I change my exercise. I'm continually evolving and improving the environment in which I do my life. I love to go walking in nature. I love to go out into the bush. I love to work from the bush. I walk and talk. My coaching sessions are typically while I'm outdoors. And I do this because I'm continually want to make my environment the most perfect environment I can so that my being resonates with that environment and improves. So I declutter my drawers. If I buy a new piece of clothing, I throw something away. If I look in a cupboard and see something I haven't worn for 6 months, it's out. I declutter. Now, there's a lot of people, my family are some that I won't specifically name, who love to collect and collect and collect. And I think that's kind of like, okay, as long as you've got a nice storage facility where you can collect everything and label everything and know where it is. I know my computer. If you go in my computer, you'll find everything in folders, everything in boxes. Everything is findable. Everything's labeled. And so it's my photo album in my iPhone. It's all labeled clearly so that I have a sense of organization and order in the chaos of my life. And my environment is the first step for that because it's a messaging system back to me. What's the quality of my shirt? What's the quality of my haircut? What's the quality of my glasses? I'm continually looking to make sure that I don't gravitate down to simple, cheap, and thoughtless, and inadvertently be signaling to myself that I'm unworthy. Unworthy of the success, unworthy. Now, since I began my life in the adult world, I've been to Nepal 57 times, and probably 55 of those times I've gone with new trekking gear, upgrading, and I give it away when I get there on the way home. When I'm in Nepal and finish my trip, I give it to the people who've helped me along the way, and they get brand new Gore-Tex jackets, thousands of dollars worth of stuff sometimes. I'm not afraid to have the best of the best when it comes to the equipment that I use for what I do. And I believe that's, in my world, that's a belief system I have about treat yourself well, pay yourself first. And my trekking gear, especially in the Himalayas, was for me a vital part of leading groups and taking people up the Himalayas and doing really good job as a leader and as a person who has been there before with experience and not having to learn that just because I bought it last time, I need to wear again and again and again. I added value to other people's lives with my gear. My office desk is always, I always reorganize and retidy my office desk. So it ultimately the mission is for all of us is to have no computer on your desk, to have your computer sitting aside on a side table so that your desk is completely clear so your mind can be clear. And this is really important, this correlation between environment and our mindset. It's really important to be continually looking to improve it. And most importantly in this conversation, to be outdoors without a screen, to walk in nature, to let your mind see a distance, to be in a forest, to be somewhere without the iPod, without the earphones, without the iPhone, without anything. Just be out there walking around enjoying yourself. So that's environment, and it's a really important piece of improvement you can do on a daily basis. It takes 2 or 3 minutes to tidy things up, keep it clean, and also expand the possibilities by modifying the environment you're in. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.